Hello, everyone, and welcome to another informative episode of the Florida Business Forum podcast. Let's open the Florida Business Forum floodgates and let the information begin to flow. Here's your Florida Business Forum information guru and anchorman, Sam Yates.
This episode is also being shared, I have to say, with the prestigious Florida Business Forum. And I say prestigious as a tease to something else that I'm going to talk about that's very prestigious, and that is the PRISM Awards for the Gold Coast Builders Association. And you're probably wondering, what is PRISM? Well, PRISM stands for the Professional Recognition in Sales and Marketing. And that is yet another tease for my guests today, because they are PRISM winners. And not only are they PRISM winners, as I was looking at their website, I think going back some 31 PRISM awards of various types. So that gives you an idea of how long this company has been around and the quality and distinction that this company has. So it is my pleasure to introduce Krint Wieland. And Mr. Wieland is of KWD Landscape Architecture. And I add at the end of that PLA, because that is very, very important. And I'm going to let Mr. Wieland explain what that is in a moment. And also with us is Amy Wieland Carlson. She is the managing principal and senior project manager for KWD Landscape Architecture. Krint, Amy, welcome to the program today.
Thank you for having us.
Now, tell us those initials. What do they stand for, Krint?
Professional Landscape Architecture or KWD?
Well, both. I wanted to get the Professional Landscape Architecture first. That's quite an honor. That is a distinction that not every individual practitioner has in this business.
Well, you know, it's amazing how many folks don't know what a landscape architect is. We run into it a lot. And I'll start out, if it's a residential project, I'll tell them, well, we're kind of like an interior designer, but we're outside of the paint, because everything outside of that building we address. I mean, streets, roads, topo, hills, valleys, water features, you know, signage, walls, you name it. So one of the things that attracted me to the profession was the huge palette of items that we have to work with. And working with interior designers and architects and engineers, I grew up as the son of an interior designer, so that it's in the DNA. And it's in Amy's DNA, too.
Absolutely. I gathered that. And now the KWD, you tease that as what does it stand for? So I have to ask, KWD, what does it stand for?
It's pretty straightforward, Krint Wieland Design.
Krint Wieland Design. Now, Amy, you got into the business officially, I think around 2015. Is that about correct?
Yeah, I did. I have a background in business and came to the firm and started to learn landscape architecture. So I've been there now for just over 8 years and currently just finishing my master's degree at Florida International University, master's in landscape architecture. And I'll be taking my licensing exams this coming year.
Well, I'm going to wish you advanced luck. And Krint, I interrupted you there. Go ahead.
Oh, she's a father's dream come true.
Listen, you know, every father has that golden dream. And Amy, I could see it in his eyes when he says that dream come true. But give us a little bit more background of the company itself. 40 plus years. Krint, how did you get into the business? You said son of interior design, but what is so intriguing to you overall?
I stumbled onto it quite by accident, actually. I'm a Spartan, Michigan State. I was in pre-vet medicine. I had always wanted to be an animal doctor since I was a little kid. And it was a real struggle, mostly because of organic chemistry. And I'll shorten the story way down. I stumbled into landscape architecture by walking into one of my dorm mates' rooms, and he was preparing a presentation. I said, what are you doing? And he said, it's landscape architecture. And I was like immediately intrigued. I went with him the next morning down to the school and found my nirvana as soon as I walked in there. It just seemed like a natural fit. And then that's when it sort of summoned back all my childhood, you know, design interactions, seeing my dad work with design. And so that was the genesis of it.
Amy, now I have to ask, that's the genesis. As you grew up in that shadow, it had to rub off, right?
Oh my gosh. I think there's not one. I always tell everyone, people, you know, I don't recall ever going out to dinner, going on a walk, going anywhere with my father or my grandfather or anybody from the Whelan family where somebody wasn't talking about the finishes, the driveway material, the drapes, the chair fabrics, flipping furniture over to see who made it. And we're just generations of designers. And we were just talking right before the podcast, my father and I, about how both of us from like the age of five were designing. You know, we were using whatever we could find in your room or out in the woods or whatever to design our own spaces before we even really knew what we were doing. So, yeah.
You know, that is so funny. I think I mentioned before we began recording that I was discussing your firm with an engineering firm up on the Treasure Coast, Culpeper Turpening, and the principal of that company made the comment, you know, in this business, you never turn it off. He says, I cannot go anywhere without looking at something and thinking about the engineering behind it. And, you know, that's what you just said. It's got to be a tough thing to be able to turn it off. And I get this suspicion because, again, we were talking prior to the beginning of the program that even on a boat trip that you recently took, you were looking at everything and thinking about what is going to be there and how things are going to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, change is inevitable, but you might as well jump on the bus and be part of good, inevitable change. Mm-hmm.
That brings us to the Prism Awards. I know that you won in the category Landscape Architecture and Design for Single Family Residential Intercoastal Estate, I think was the name of the particular project, and also tied for Project Manager of the Year. Two prestigious awards. What do those awards mean to you collectively?
Well, it lets you know you made the right choice years ago. it's hugely fulfilling, you know, to be recognized, you know, not for who you are, but what you leave behind. And I think one of the things that are so fulfilling for me anyway as a landscape architect is I'm creating places that people actually live in that have an impact on their life. Ian McCarg, who anybody who went through landscape architecture had read Ian McCarg's books, and he talked about a sense of place. And I think that kind of wraps around the main idea of what we do. We create a sense of place. And in so doing, we create places where memories happen, where experiences, you know, change people's lives. So it's pretty far reaching in what we do.
You are not just award winners. As far as Prism, when I take a look at your website, the list keeps scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Those accomplishments are going to be tough to match or exceed. Amy, how are you going to go about that?
Oh, my goodness. The giant shoes to fill, right?
Right.
I imagine a good portion of your listeners are second generation family business individuals as well. It's a huge responsibility. It is not something that is taken lightly. I guess the best you can do as the child coming up through the ranks is to, you know, be prepared, show up, make sure that, you know, you're always giving 150%. And it's, you know, as you said earlier, you're never leaving for the day. When you run a family business,
you don't check out
ever. And your dedication is definitely on a very different level. So yeah, it's huge shoes to fill, but I mean, my dad's been mentoring me for over eight and a half years now. And, when I came into the business, I thought, well, it'll probably take about 10 years for us to do the transition. And we plan to continue to work together for a number of years. I mean, I think we will always be bouncing design ideas off of each other. And but we also have a great staff. You ask about the future, and we have an amazing staff. I mean, second generation businesses, you know, none of us are the entrepreneur. My father was the entrepreneur. And so second generation businesses are typically a team of individuals, and we have an extraordinarily talented team. I have to give a plug to Chris Walters, who was the project manager for the award-winning project. She's a phenomenal principal within our firm as well. And Dante Cornish, one of our other principals. So we're just really lucky. We have an amazing team of individuals. So
They embody the phrase, if you want to get something done, give it to a busy person. They both check those boxes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have to say, from my vantage point of being on the board of directors for the Gold Coast Builders Association, that we appreciate your membership and we appreciate your participation in our events. But I think more than everything put together, we appreciate what you bring to the other members of our organization, that shared knowledge, the enthusiasm. When you are around people, I just know that the little light bulbs are going on and people are going, aha, because as I'm listening to you, I can hear that inspiration that you give to your other team members. So I just want to say thank you for being a member of the Gold Coast Builders Association. When I take a look at what you do, I have a question. What is the process? Can you walk us through the process from concept to completion of a typical project, if there ever is a typical project?
Oh, sure. Well, I guess what I would start out by saying that landscape architecture is incredibly technical. I think, you know, a lot of times individuals will see the work that we do, not realizing the amount of hardscape design work that we do. When you go to our website and see our designs, when you look there at those photos, the pools, the water features, all of the hardscape, the landscape, and we've designed all of those elements, and it's highly technical. So the profession in general requires a very interesting type of employee or person or landscape architect, and that is someone who is very creative yet very, very detailed. So So the process always begins with a conceptual design, meeting with clients and starting to learn about their vision, their hopes, their dreams, their, you know, what are the opportunities and constraints with every project. And once we have done several rounds of conceptual design and they've approved the concept, we start to begin working on the technical drawings that we use for bidding and permitting and construction. The process is long. Landscape architecture is just that. It is a process. Nothing is done. We don't author a design in 5 minutes and boom, it's beautiful. it takes versions and work and working out different areas and problem areas. And typically we also are working with a team of architects and interior designers, which is really wonderful as well. And and our projects are very large. So it could take several years for projects to really come to fruition. There's nothing greater than going out on site and seeing something you've worked on for 2 years being built and how beautiful it is and the joy that it brings to our clients and their families and the communities.
Yeah, I would not be doing my job right now if I didn't pause and ask, how can someone get in touch with you? Because I know people are going to listen to this and go, we better be talking. So how can people get in touch with you?
You can go to our website at any time, kwdesignteam.com. We really pride ourselves on the work that we've done on our website. We've really worked hard to make it look like or just show an accurate representation of our business. being very personal. You know, you see all these websites nowadays where, you know, there's not a picture of a human, or you're not even sure if they're, it's real, or, but if you go to our website, it's very personal. We'll, you know, read about us, look at our bios, read about our firm. And you can also call our main number, 561-243-1873. And someone will answer, and we'd be glad to work and, you know, work with folks and, you know.
Just a moment ago, you were talking about the design process. There's more awareness, it appears, there's more awareness by everyone of our environment and perhaps changes that are happening, real or imagined. People have a perception that there's change going on in the environment. Is that change in awareness impacting how you look at business?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, it's the environmental issues that we're facing, you know, you can't ignore them. And I think as landscape architects, one of the things that's really exciting for us, you know, we are in this business because we love, you know, vegetation, plants and trees and the beauty that brings to all of the architectural elements or natural spaces. And certainly increasing green spaces in South Florida is extraordinarily important. Not only does it provide, you know, provides corridors for wildlife and cooling for the earth, which is very important, and cooling for humans.
Managing water, storms.
Yeah, exactly. I think one of the exciting things that I've seen over the past couple of years is that we're starting to work with some native plant palettes. And even our you know, largest clients are starting to kind of appreciate them more and like it. And that's exciting for us because native plant palettes require less maintenance, less water, and they're going to resist diseases and do better in the environment. So
resist high winds and the storms. The natives always do the best, you know, throughout a hurricane.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's very exciting.
Now, I have to also say that one of the things that just irritates the hell out of me is when I see some of these palm companies coming in and giving the hurricane haircut to palms. They're natural plants, but you can't cut them up that way. So pardon me for getting it off my chest, but it just irritates me.
Why don't you say how you really feel?
Right.
I'll have to tell you that off air. But so I'm glad that we have an appreciation of native vegetation. And I also want to thank you and the company for what you do to give back to the community. It caught my attention in going to the website. And I just want to, before I have you tell me about it, I think this will set the stage if I could quote 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. That says, you will be enriched in every way that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. And that's a powerful statement on your website, and it leads right in to how you are giving back to our communities. Tell us about it.
You know, a long time ago, decades ago, I'm giving away my age now, that's like decades. I learned that, you know, giving is actually a blessing, and it opens the door to blessings. And the big differentiation that I found all those years ago was you don't give to get. You give to get to give. And that cycle grows the giving, and it grows the blessing. And that's really, it's really a full cycle thing of generosity. And I think that's one of the reasons that has led to our being blessed in the business. And in turn, we can give even more. So that's the idea. That's the goal.
And I think that's absolutely marvelous. I want to say thank you for doing that. So many times we see in the business community, people are just out to get. And that may work for a short period of time, but you guys are in it for the long haul. You're going to be around for a long time. Looking ahead, 2024 and beyond, What do you see happening in our industry right now?
Wow. There is so much afoot. There's so much changing. It's kind of a really exciting time because I think there's a need for what we fulfill as professionals that's filled, and the need for that to be filled has increased. Mm-hmm. So as our population increases and the numbers of folks moving into Florida on a daily basis they're staggering. It's hard to get my brain wrapped around it, but it's hundreds. And so as we become more crowded, as the environment becomes more impacted by those numbers, it's exponentially more important for that to be managed and handled and funneled and designed. So it just doesn't lead to utter chaos. As in commercial strips everywhere, you know, that was the big mistake of the 60s and 70s. And so I think we've learned from all those mistakes, and landscape architects and design professionals are acutely aware of steering clear of those kind of mistakes as the need is so greatly increased on a daily basis, particularly in the state of Florida.
We don't want to pave over paradise and put in a parking lot. To quote someone that I'm sometimes caught humming, I never stop working, but I do have some enjoyable moments.
I quoted Joni Mitchell yesterday at that very phrase.
It's amazing here in Florida how that phrase gets around a bit. Okay, the most important question of this entire episode: will you be able to come back for another episode?
You want to flip a coin? Or... absolutely. There are so many elements and sectors to what we do to delve into and then unpack. Yeah, you could binge landscape architecture.
Oh, don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. I want to thank both of you for being here with us today on the Gold Coast Builders Association Builder Spotlight. And as I mentioned, we are going to be doing double duty with the Florida Business Forum podcast because I believe our industry has so many different leaders that we can share the information, not just within our industry, but with outside of the industry. There's so much knowledge that needs to be shared as well. And because GCBA is taking a leadership role, not just in the state, but in the nation, I have a commitment to share with as many as I can. So I want to thank both of you for being here, Clint Whelan and your daughter, Amy Whelan Carlson. Thank you both for being here on the program today.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks, Sam. It was great to be here.
Our pleasure.
And that's going to wrap up this edition. I want to invite you all to stay tuned for upcoming editions because we've got some exciting topics to talk about. I'm your host, Sam Yates, and until our next episode, have a great day, everybody.
The Florida Business Forum is dedicated to showcasing Florida businesses and CEOs of all sorts to promote their business or not-for-profit in the only business forum of its type in Florida. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, the Florida Business Forum is now accepting guest applications. Have a great day, everyone, and stay tuned for more business.